Ever notice how the person who seemed perfect 6 months ago now leaves their socks on the floor in exactly the way that drives you insane? That shift from blissful infatuation to eye-rolling frustration isn't just bad luck. It's biology, physics, and childhood programming colliding in your living room. We've been told love requires work, compromise, sacrifice. But what if the real secret is understanding that you're not just dating another person, you're dating their subconscious mind, which runs the show 95% of the time? This is where cell biology meets quantum physics to explain why some couples sustain that electric connection for decades, while others watch it fizzle within months. The difference isn't luck or compatibility, it's about aligning all four minds in the relationship: your conscious desires, your autopilot programming, and the same two forces operating in your partner. Everything solid is vibrating energy, quantum mechanics, not mysticism. When you look at your partner, photons bounce off energy fields. Those good vibes or bad vibes, your nervous system detecting whether their energy field amplifies or cancels yours, like sound waves creating harmony or static. Your brain broadcasts electromagnetic signals that radiate outward, affecting everyone nearby. This explains why you feel someone staring at you, or why certain people drain your energy while others energize you. When researchers separated meditators into different rooms and flashed light at one person's eyes, the other person's brain sometimes registered the same pattern, despite seeing nothing. Once two energy systems entangle, they stay connected regardless of distance. This is why you sometimes know your partner is upset before they speak. You're not imagining these connections. You're detecting real energetic information your rational mind dismisses as coincidence. That can't eat, can't sleep feeling of new love is your brain on dopamine, the same chemical that makes cocaine addictive. Oxytocin, released during touch, creates powerful bonding. Prairie voles with oxytocin receptors in their reward centers mate for life, while their cousins without these receptors sleep around. Early romantic love biochemically resembles obsessive-compulsive disorder, with abnormally low serotonin explaining why you check your phone 40 times an hour. After 12 to 18 months, your neurochemistry normalizes. The dopamine high fades. Their quirks stop being charming and become annoying. This is when relationships either deepen or collapse. The honeymoon ends because your conscious mind gets distracted by work and bills. Control shifts to subconscious programming, behavioral patterns downloaded from your parents before age 7, when your brain operated in hypnotic theta waves and recorded everything without filters. If your parents criticized each other, you learned that's how partners communicate. These programs run automatically, like background apps draining your battery. You have two minds wanting different things. Your conscious mind holds your values and relationship ideals, processing 40 nerve impulses per second and controlling 5% of your behavior. Your subconscious processes 40 million impulses per second and runs the other 95%, a million times more powerful, but operating like a recording device, playing back what got programmed in, mostly before age 7. When your father yelled, "You never listen," your subconscious recorded, "I'm a bad listener," as truth. When your mother said, "Men can't be trusted," you downloaded it as fact. These recordings play automatically whenever you're not consciously paying attention. This explains why you swore you'd never be like your parents, yet their exact words emerge during arguments. It's why you keep attracting the same wrong partner. Your conscious mind wants healthy love, but your subconscious broadcasts whatever dysfunction feels familiar. You can't argue with your subconscious or shame it into changing. It doesn't respond to logic, resolutions, or therapy insights. It only learns through repetition and hypnosis, the same ways it got programmed. Reprogramming requires rewiring neural pathways through specific techniques that speak your subconscious mind's language. Noble gases, helium, neon, argon, have complete electron shells, spinning in perfect balance. They don't need other atoms to feel stable. Most atoms wobble like unbalanced washing machines, desperately seeking partners for temporary stability, codependent relationships based on need, not choice. But when noble gases absorb light energy, they form excimer bonds, partnerships based on sharing excitement rather than filling deficiencies. These enlightened partnerships emit photons that excite other atoms, creating chain reactions powerful enough to produce laser beams. This is the relationship model worth pursuing. Two whole people choosing to share their light rather than two incomplete people clinging together to avoid their darkness. Getting there requires inner work, identifying their wobbles, healing childhood wounds, reprogramming subconscious patterns. When you achieve internal balance, you stop attracting partners who mirror your dysfunction and start attracting people who amplify your growth. It means responding to conflict from your highest self rather than your wounded child, recognizing when you're playing old tapes, and choosing to stop the recording. Changing relationship patterns requires speaking your subconscious mind's language. Get brutally specific about what you want. Not a great relationship, but I love how we spend Sunday mornings reading articles aloud, debating ideas over coffee. Your subconscious needs multi-sensory, present tense detail to know what frequency to broadcast. Identify your programming by examining recurring struggles. They're printouts of your subconscious code. If you keep attracting emotionally unavailable partners, somewhere you learned that's what love looks like. If you sabotage serious relationships, you're running a program that says intimacy isn't safe. Several techniques rewrite these programs. Psych-K uses muscle testing and whole brain integration to install new beliefs. EFT combines tapping meridian points with verbal statements to release emotional blocks. Subliminal recordings during sleep deliver positive messages when your brain is in programmable theta waves. Mindfulness catches autopilot reactions, creating split-second opportunities to choose conscious responses. Both partners need this work. When both understand their programming, arguments transform. Is that your dad's voice I'm hearing? Daily practices matter more than grand gestures, terms of endearment, random kindness, touch over words during conflict. When arguing, try this. Stay silent, maintain eye contact, hold hands. Feel the shift from defending positions to remembering why you're together. Your relationship work ripples outward profoundly. When you heal patterns and create conscious partnership, you model sustainable love for everyone watching, children, friends, colleagues. In Azamgarh, India, one farmer's organic methods inspired 20,000 others, transforming entire communities. Research shows peaceful societies feature extensive physical affection, while violent cultures suppress touch. Children without loving contact can't regulate stress hormones, predisposing them to aggression. We're not separate individuals competing. We're cells in a planetary organism learning cooperation. Every conscious relationship contributes to a global shift in what we consider normal. Your relationship work isn't selfish, it's evolutionary. When you align your four minds and create lasting honeymoon energy, you become an excimer, radiating light that excites others. Enough conscious partnerships create a chain reaction powerful enough to cut through centuries of dysfunction. Choose love, not desperate or needy, but from two whole people sharing their light. Reprogram patterns, stay conscious, touch more, argue less. The love you create in your living room heals the world.